Elissa Slotkin touts endorsement from left-wing group advocating no cash bail, amnesty for legals. By Jacob Bliss on May 4, 2023. Representative Elissa Slotkin, DME, who is running to fill one of Michigan's U.S. Senate seats in 2024, touted a partnership Wednesday she made with a left-wing group that pushes extreme policy positions such as abolishing cash bail, amnesty for illegals, and ending the filibuster. On Wednesday, the Youth Vote champion announced the pledges made by lawmakers and candidates nationwide to engage with Gen Z voters through the 2024 election. The group published a statement from the Congresswoman saying that she was excited to partner with Youth Vote champion because Democrats need to work hard to engage and mobilize young people. Shortly after the group announced the pledges, Slotkin said she was excited to partner with them again. Last year, Michigan had the highest youth voter turnout in the nation, and the results speak for themselves, she wrote. I'm excited to partner with at voters tomorrow as a Youth Vote champion to help Gen Zers harness their political power and make a difference in our country. However, the group she is excited to partner with has pushed extreme policy positions such as abolishing cash bail, amnesty for illegals, and ending the filibuster. On cash bail, the group explained that it should be abolished because no one should have to remain in prison for the duration of their case just because they do not have the financial means to pay their bail, and that cash bail only applies to low-income people, and we need equal justice. On amnesty for illegals, the group says that immigrants are welcome here. It supports the ending the abusive practices of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and Customs and Border Protection, CBP, to prevent them from further terrorizing human beings seeking a better life in our nation. On the filibuster, the group says it is a long-time abused system in the Senate to block legislation they claim is popular. The group thinks the Senate needs to eliminate the use of the filibuster so that Congress can pass crucial legislation. Some of the other policies the group has pushed include the right to guaranteed housing, abolishing tipped wages, wanting universal health care, saying that health care is a human right, implementing a restorative justice system, statehood for D.C., and canceling all $1.9 trillion in student loan debt. Since announcing she would be running for the Senate, whom she partners with and whom she receives endorsements from are the least of her worries. Last month, Fox News reported that the Congresswoman ignored multiple comment requests to say why she signed a non-disclosure agreement, NDA, to talk business behind closed doors with a battery manufacturer with deep ties to the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. The report noted that Slotkin and her deputy legislative director, Austin Girelli, signed the agreements to talk with a CCP-affiliated company about building an electric vehicle, EV, battery plant in Big Rapids, Michigan, which is ultimately outside her district. Additionally, after the last controversial campaign season, Slotkin and her husband got a divorce after 12 years of marriage. It followed a very public controversy during the last campaign cycle when she was living in a residence owned by a lobbyist, who is a part-time corporate executive for a pharmaceutical manufacturer receiving millions in federal funding, and who has donated to her campaign to run for the new congressional seat. At the time, the lobbyist and his family were registered to vote at the same residence where Slotkin resided. When Slotkin was confronted about the situation during a television debate with her Republican opponent, State Senator Tom Barrett, she responded to the news anchor asking the questions, calling the attacks political desperation, as she claimed to be paying fair market value. Even though she won the seat in the end, Slotkin's Republican opponent attacked her by saying there were over 1,500 available apartments in Lansing, Michigan. At the time, yet she was living in the one known by the executive who donated to her campaign. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.